The Sand Geeks. We are the Sand Geeks.
All right. So this is the Sand Geeks, Ep 35. Hope you've had a good week, but if I'm honest, couldn't care less. I'm just here again on a Sunday to do this podcast. So, I should introduce myself, I suppose. I'm Edgy Chris, and my partner in crime is Steve Ward. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm a little bit uneasy from the sheer edginess that you put across in that intro.
Was that edgy enough? I'm trying. I'm taking the criticism on board and trying my hardest.
Sometimes, mate, you've just got to be like, fuck it, baby, and you've just got to be edgy. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck this shit, baby.
You've got to spin. You've got to say, fuck it, baby, and just be edgy. That is the way to a million subs.
I mean, you know, what is define edgy? Dressing up as a camp sailor boy, is that edgy? Or is that just weird? I don't know. He was saying that copying him doing the spin was edgy. And I feel like I kind of do fun stuff sometimes in my videos. Does he watch them? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Most of the people he referenced in that video haven't made any content for 6 years. I suppose we should explain what we're talking in case. Yeah, do you want to get to it?
Yeah, so what's happening is, I don't know if you've seen, but a couple of days ago, Jeremy Fragrance, the legend himself, released one of these videos where he talks about other fragrance reviewers, and I can't remember the title. It was something like Top 10 Best Fragrance Reviewers, and I didn't make the list. You'll be very sad to hear. I was not in the top 10, but I was fortunate enough to get an honourable mention. So thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for the honourable mention. And basically, Jeremy said that, he liked me, but I was too clean, too charming, not edgy enough. So I think I know what he means. Maybe something's been lost in translation a little bit, maybe. I think I know what he means, but I don't know. What did you make of it, Steve?
That was a really funny video, because basically he says, these are the 10 fragrance reviews that I enjoy, and then rips them all to shreds, saying how they could be better, which was quite funny. With regards to you, I think it's probably the fact that you're so sort of almost clinically professional. Like we've discussed, your videos are so well produced, you present them so well, and you actually script a lot of yours, so you know what you're saying, and it's pretty clean, and it's not
etc. To be clear on that, I don't script it word for word. I kind of do bullet points about what I want to talk about.
Yeah, but basically you think about it, you plan it, like probably what most of us should do. I sort of have something in my head what I want to say, and then I sort of just blag my way through,
right,
as I do with life, to be honest. But I think that's probably how it could be misinterpreted, that you're so clean and professional and smooth. There's no roughness around the edges, is there? That's the thing.
What it is. Yeah, I think it's, and that was a decision I made from the outset. I that was a part of the fragrance YouTube niche that wasn't being done, and I wanted to come across as like a professional style presenter. And in the back of my head, I thought maybe someone might see me doing it and might give me a job presenting on the BBC, that kind of thing, you know. not seriously, but you know, just a little thing in the back of my head. So I always meant to present it in that quite clean and very professional way. I wanted to come across in that way, so that was a conscious decision. And I hope that I confuse myself and my own personality in with that professional style of presentation. But I think the problem comes because I do it professional, and I don't let myself slip up any words. If I do, I do another take, because I slip up on my words all the time. I'm always saying stuff wrong. I just do another take of it and edit it. So the finished article looks like I'm absolutely word perfect in terms of what I say and how I say it. So if it comes across almost too perfect to people, they perhaps think that I'm disingenuous a little bit because it's it seems a bit rehearsed and staged. And can they trust me in what I say? I know I was watching a live stream with Miami Cuddles earlier, and he was saying that. He was saying that it was like I was acting it. And he's right, in a way. I'm presenting it. My presenter, Chris, is almost the actor in me being that presenter style. But I hope that my kind of genuine honesty still comes across within that style. That's my hope anyway. So that's my take on it. I think I know what he means by it. But you know, there you go. Can't please everyone, can you?
But like we said, you've got to be you as well. You've got to be what you're comfortable with. You've got to do what works for you. And at the end of the day, you're an actor, you're a voiceover artist. That is you. That's your job, your profession, as it were. So that's your style, and it works for you, and it's grown your channel. And I think it makes it very palatable, digestible. It's very easy watching because it's so well produced, and just it's not clunky, it's not awkward. There's no, you know, it's not rough. It feels very easy to watch, and that's why you've grown so quickly and so well, I think.
Well, thanks, mate. Yeah, I mean, I want my videos to be concise and to the point. I don't want there to be any fat to the videos. I want them to be lean, and I want everything I say to mean something and to be an important point. I know that if I just start, like in some of my unboxing videos, if I just start freeballing it, sometimes I end up repeating myself, and you see that a lot in YouTube videos. People say the same thing three or four times. They make the same point three or four times, and I don't. That's fine, you know. That I'm not saying that there's anything particularly wrong with that, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to do that. I want it to be nice and concise and lean, and that's the way I feel comfortable doing it. It's not like I'm forcing myself to be that way and it feels unnatural. That is how I'm comfortable in front of the camera, you know. So
mate, but it was interesting. We've said it before, you've got to be yourself and do you and what works for you and find your own style, and that's your style and it's working, so there's absolutely no need to change it. I mean,
all right, so maybe I won't be so edgy on the next podcast at the start.
Yeah,
of the next podcast.
I don't know if we don't want to start losing listeners, so they'll be like, well, because I'm basically the working man's kind of bit on the side here, and then you're the professional clean charismatic one, I think. But I mean, you got an honorable mention, mate. I got an honorable fuck all, so yeah. Count yourself lucky.
And poor old George the Fragrance Apprentice was in the previous top 10 video. He was all the way up at the dizzy heights of number 2 best fragrance reviewer in the world. And in this one, he'd slipped down to a mere honourable mention with the likes of me. So, you know, how the mighty have fallen.
And that was after he spent a week in LA with him as well. Yeah. So clearly that worked well. So, yeah. Anyway, I suppose we should talk about other things other than
Yeah, Johnny. We kind of got straight into that because of the intro, didn't we? But how's your week been, mate?
Yeah, okay, not too bad. I only found out it was a bank holiday weekend on Thursday or Friday. I was totally unaware. So that was a lovely treat to find out.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that there's no work on Monday?
So for the rest of us normal people with sort of 9-to-5 styles, yeah, basically we haven't got to get up tomorrow, which is, well, I've got to get up because I've got a child, but yeah, no work tomorrow, which I'm very much looking forward to.
I'll be working, you'll be pleased to know. Hey, Judith Chalmers here, he's going camping again next week. So,
of course you are.
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be? Be silly not to. So I've got to squeeze a week's worth of content into 2 days of, you know, in Monday and Tuesday. So yeah, I'll be working, mate. No bank holidays for me.
Get those short shorts out, mate. Get them ironed. Oh.
I've got some shorter ones. They're practically hot pants. I'm going to wear them for you, just for you.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of testicular action on those. So look forward to
that. There'll be some swinging. Oh, yep, there will.
Shall we do some podmin? Sorry, because I'm conscious we've been recording for a while and we need to kind of get into
this. But it's gold though, mate. It's gold. People don't mind.
I mean, they do love talking about your testicles, I'm sure, but we probably should. I mean, your week's been fairly... How's your week been before I kind of get into the podmin?
Oh, my week's been good. Actually, I had a rare couple of days to myself this week because the wife took the kids with another lady and her daughter.
I thought you were going to say another man.
No, she's
taken away with another man, but it's fine. They're just friends. It's good.
Well, I wouldn't even mind that if it gave me a couple of days' peace. But so they went camping for two nights. So I...
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, mate, I mean, I had to do my videos. I had a couple of videos to do. And but I was like, right, I am going back to the cinema. Tenet had just come out, so I thought, I'm booking my fucking ticket and I'm going watching Tenet in the IMAX. First time back in the cinema for about 6 months, so I treated myself to that. And it was fine. There was hardly anyone. I went midday. There was hardly anyone in there. So it was safer than even going to the supermarket. And then I was like, right, I've been watching some TV series, and I downloaded a couple of Jackie Chan films that I'd been meaning to watch. So, mate, it was bliss. It was like,
I mean, beautiful. I move on, what was the film like, just briefly? What was Tenet like?
So Tenet, I've never walked out of a film feeling so dumb. I felt like I really enjoyed it, but I couldn't work out if it was too clever for me or too clever for its own good. But it is very complex, and I got the general gist of the plot, but there were elements within the whole plot that it gets very timey-wimey and complex, and things are moving forwards and backwards at the same time in different timelines, and it's like, what? My brain can't do it. So I enjoyed it, but I think I need to watch it about another 50 times to perhaps fully appreciate what was going on. But it's a good film. It's, you know, it's the spectacle that we can expect from Christopher Nolan films. So yeah, I can recommend it if you wanna have a bit of a head fuck.
Well, no, I enjoyed Inception, and I do like those films. And I think it was The Matrix I kind of got. It was The Matrix Reloaded, where the end, where he starts explaining it all, that, again, you need to watch that a couple of times when you first see it.
Oh, but, the architect. I do know what
you
mean.
Yeah, the architect, exactly. Yeah. It sounds like you had actually a productive couple of days, mate. If I had 2 days to myself like that, I would inevitably sink into the three Ps, which would probably be PlayStation, pizza, and porn. So you've done well. You've had a productive couple of days there. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it was time well spent, and I enjoyed it, because it's rare, you know, as you know, Steve, as family men, it's rare to have time on our own, to have our meals when we want them, not at a specific time. You know, we can just, if we're not hungry till 10 at night, we can wait and have our dinner then. And if we want to watch a film at midnight and go to bed at 3 a.m., we can freaking do it. And that's exactly what I did. So yeah,
God,
it's good times.
I actually hate you a little bit. Let's do some pod.
I hate myself now from last week, because now I'm back to normal, and I'm already missing my time. But I love it. I love my family. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Just tag that on the end.
Podmin, let's do Podmin.
Yeah. Right, we've had quite a few. We've had about 7 or 8 Ko-fi donations. So I'm not going to dwell on each one. Yeah, we're going to sort of try and whiz through them and not spend too much time. And a few people have asked some questions as well. So thank you, everybody. As you well know, you can support the podcast financially through our Ko-fi account, which is ko-fi.com/thescentgeeks, all one word. The first one we've had is from Leica. She said, hey guys, love to listen every week. I heard you guys reference Friends, the show, as in the TV show, quite a bit. Would be fun to hear what you think their signature scents are. So we won't do that now, but that could be another special episode like we did with the Bond.
Ah, yeah. That
could be quite a good one. So thanks for that. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Next one is Kiki. I would say it's Kiki, but there's a C in there. So it's K-I-C-K-I. So Kiki, I don't know. But anyway.
Sounds cool.
I think it's a she. Said, enjoying the podcast! I might donate more coffee if it were slightly more orientated towards women. Female scenarios, more unisex fragrances, maybe. What you guys appreciate on women. But you make a really entertaining podcast, and I have learned a lot. New frag head since a year. So thank you for that, Kiki. Again, hope that's kind of how your name is. Chris and I have discussed this.
Should we briefly touch on what we talked about?
So yeah, in short, the knowledge of female fragrances.
How short are you, Steve? Are you in shorts now?
I wish I was. I could do some airing down there, if I'm honest. But
I'm just sitting in my tighty whities here.
Oh, Jezza style! You are listening to Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm getting edgier, mate. I'm getting edgier and recording the podcast in my Y fronts. All right. Anyway, enough of that image. Let's carry on. So, female specific content.
Basically, the knowledge of female fragrance is fairly low for me. I know a few that I particularly like, but I couldn't kind of talk too much about it. I think you're similar, are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm similar. I mean, my wife isn't really that into fragrances, so what she wears is mainly a lot of the niche unisex stuff that I have and that I donate to her. So I can talk about what kind of unisex niche fragrances I like smelling on her. I can maybe have a very limited knowledge of a few female things, like Black Orchid. That is a female marketed fragrance, but obviously a lot of guys wear it, and so I can talk about things like that. But what my YouTube channel is, and what I feel this podcast is it's mine and Steve's experience of fragrance that we are just sharing. We hope we give knowledge, but we don't go out there and intend to be this accurate and best source of everything to do with fragrance. It's just our way of sharing our experiences, and our experiences are the fragrances that we wear, our own fragrances and our own collections. So that is where our content comes from. And I feel that if we were to stray away from that into an area that we are not familiar with and fragrances that we don't own, first of all, how do we get those fragrances? Do we go out and buy a load of female fragrances and then never use them? Don't want to do that. I mean, feel free if people want to send Steve and I a little sample pack each, and we can do those live on the podcast if they're female specific fragrances. A+, absolutely, down with that. But other than that, I think we would actually struggle to make female-specific content. I hope you get what I'm saying. It's not that we don't want to, it's just that we kind of can't.
I mean, what I will say is the ladies do get two sexy voices, and we do talk about Chris's testicles. So, I mean, what more do you want from a podcast? That's all I'm saying.
Well,
anyway, true. Moving on.
Yeah. Next, Kofi.
Next Kofi has come from Russ Arnold, who is a big supporter of on YouTube. He's kind of supported my channel since I had about 40 subscribers, and he supports everybody. And he recently started his own Instagram account. He just says, thank you, with the beer symbol, Russ. So he donated. Oh, nice. So thanks, Russ. Nice. It keeps it nice and simple.
Oh, does that mean we can use our coffee money for a beer instead?
I think it does. But with the minimum donation on Kofi being about £3, you're not going to get many beers like nowadays, to be honest. Certainly not. True. If you're in London. Anyway, the next one, I'm going to read it. We know the person, but I'm going to read it as he's written it. Bazza, in brackets, sensualize. So this is Barry, right, yeah. Bless him. Yeah. So he's actually put Bazza, so legend. He's put, still going strong, fair play to you guys. Some serious commitment there. Always look forward to listening in. Have a coffee on me, as I know it's hard work. So cheers for that, mate.
Cheers, Bazza.
Next one is Cap Sniffer, who I think has definitely done a review or something before. I recognise that they may have donated. Yep. Thanks, chaps. Here's a scenario for your consideration. I want a frag for a day out at Alton Towers. Something to present confidence, fun, and maybe a touch of danger. Decent projection to cover the social distance queuing. Happy to reapply midday. Male, mid-40s. While you're pondering that, if there's any listeners from around the world, Alton Towers is basically a big theme park with loads of roller coasters, etc., etc. And that's in the kind of north of the UK. So, anything that quickly comes to mind on that one, Chris?
Well, tough one. I think of theme parks, and I think of kind of it's when you let your hair down, isn't it? And you buy some, I don't know, donuts or candy floss and that kind of thing. So maybe something sweet and something fun, frivolous. Maybe something like Tom Ford's Tobacco Vanille, or Baccarat Rouge 540 is described as having this candy floss accord. So perhaps you could layer Baccarat Rouge with something. What was the other thing they said they wanted?
Decent something. Projection to cover the social distancing. Happy to reply midday. Happy to reply midday. Male, mid-40s. So he wants it something that presents confidence, but it's fun and maybe a touch of danger. So blimey. I mean, how big are your pockets? You could.
I'd say try layering back at Rouge 540 with a Zara Wanted by Night and see what happens. Never tried it, but it might work.
Fuck it, baby.
It's a bit just be edgy. That's the danger. That's the danger element. You gotta get edgy with these things, you know? Just experiment.
The only thing that I thought of, I don't know if I've covered all the bases there because it's not necessarily fun, but I think it could work quite well, is particularly now it's in the UK, it's gone a little bit more autumnal, and it's a bit cooler, it's quite windy today, it's quite cold. I think Boss Bottled Intense EDP is a great cheap fragrance. It performs really well. It kind of projects, it's got a lovely kind of richness to it, and for that age group I think it works really well, but I mean it works for most age groups, so that could be an option.
Yeah, or Boss Bottled the Scent Prior Accord is a beauty. It's a lovely rich fragrance, so yeah, that could work for a...
Is that the one that's a bit chocolatey?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's,
yes,
it. Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah, yeah, that's a good shout as well. Yeah. Cool, we could do a whole episode on that scenario.
Well, I thought we were going to, but we just answered it then, so
no, I should have fucking saved that for the end, shouldn't I, really?
Yeah, that was gold that you could have saved, mate. We could have milked that for a whole 30 minutes.
Damn it. Next one has come from Kevin from Germany. He said, thank you for doing this podcast. It even led me to subscribing to Steve's channel and loving it. So thanks for that, mate. So yeah, really appreciate your support on that one. I'm glad
we're not here just to get Steve more subscribers. This is about the podcast, not about his channel. Come on, can we just get things right, please? We don't want Steve's channel growing too much.
Coming from the guy that we spent 15 minutes talking about his channel. The next one is from Francis from Vancouver in Canada. Sorry for calling you Jeff that time. Oh, so it was Francis that caused the whole Jeff scenario, was it?
Francis.
I went by the names that popped up in an episode description, I swear. Hopefully a tea and coffee will make it up. I'm a dedicated listener and look forward to new episodes each week, as none of my friends are fragheads. Pity them. That is a bit of a challenge, isn't it, when you're a bit of a frag geek and there's nobody you can really talk to about it.
That's what we love. We love being in I was going to say an ear to listen, but we're not that. We're a mouth to talk, aren't we? We love being a mouth to talk to your ears.
So it is hard, though. I've got a couple of... Like, one of my girly friends, she used to work in a department store, so she's kind of in the fragrance section, so she's kind of a bit of a frackhead. But again, she's obviously more into the women's kind of side of things. And one of my mates is kind of more into it than he realised. He's sort of... that he thinks he's sort of not that into it, he dabbles, but it turns out he's actually got quite a lot of fragrances and he kind of gets quite into it, so it's quite funny. I can see that he is a fraghead, he just doesn't really realize it.
Yeah,
but yeah, that is a challenge, being such a weird kind of hobby that some people just don't get, do they? So
yeah, I'm quite lucky. I've got a few friends that are quite into it as well, and have got more into it, and since I've been doing my channel, one of my brother-in-laws got really into it, so I'm very lucky. I've got friends and family that I can just kind of geek out about frags with, so there we go. Yeah. It's not just limited to this podcast
and all of the people in Fragcom, including your podcast buddy, but you know, that's fine. Has there been any reviews, mate?
There has. We've had three reviews. I'm gonna read them out right now. We're gonna start with the longest. This is from Tom Shawcross, and he says, top class chaps. Steve and Chris are consistently churning out fragrance reviews and topics while flowing in and out of casual pub banter, which never fails to make me chuckle. Can't imagine those grueling Monday mornings without the boys cracking jokes and discussing fragrance. You lads are only going from strength to strength each week. But I do think we're going to have to put Steve in rehab for his addiction to Lanuit Alum. So, Chris, get the buzzer out for every time it's mentioned. But in all seriousness, lads, I love what you do. From Liverpool. Also, he's got a PS here. Also, a question. If you could bring together two fragrance houses together to collaborate, who would you choose? Personally, I'd love a creation between Killian and Tom Ford. Can you think of two fragrance houses that you would, off the top of your head?
Two of my sort of favourite fragrance houses would probably be Bulgari, as everybody knows, and Tom Ford, probably. I think that'd be quite interesting. Because yeah, there's a lot of the Bulgari ones. I mean, they do have their sort of luxury line that I've mentioned, the Le Gem line, but a lot of their designer ones are a bit more synthetic. But it'd be good to kind of mix that with some Tom Ford, a bit, maybe up the quality a little bit, maybe, yeah, and see what they could do and get a bit more daring. So that'd be quite an interesting mix for me, personally.
Well, being the niche of York, as Nigel likes to call me, I am going to go with Roger Parfums and Parfum de Marly. I think they'd release some nice stuff if they crossed over.
Yeah, if you could get the sheer quality from Roger with the accessibility that you get from PDM, then not to say that PDM isn't quality, obviously, but you know what I'm saying, with the price tag of Roger. So yeah, that'd be an interesting one.
Both different styles that I think, they could find something that, that works well. So thank you, Tom. Next one is from Mickey Flanagan. I don't think he's the comedian. These two are in my top 50 fragrance reviewers. This is a new one. I've not read that before, have I? I'm having deja vu.
Well, Tony made a comment about that on Instagram, I think it was. There was an Instagram poster. Tony at Fragdicted said, yeah, they're all right. I'll put them in the top 50. And I said, to be fair, that's still like the top 0.001% of fragrance reviewers. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to read that opening line again because I like it. These two are in my top 50 fragrance reviewers. I listen every Sunday, Monday and look forward to my commute. It's lovely to get easygoing chat on anything fragrance without having to take time away from the family by watching endless YouTube videos. Podcasts are a great way of doing that as I spend over an hour in the car every day on my own. Each episode gets better and I love the format. Exciting times ahead. Love you both. And don't forget to keep smelling wonderful.
That is Tony, isn't it? That's Tony.
Is that Tony?
That's Tony.
It's got to be. Oh.
We've busted, mate. We've caught you. You've caught you there.
After we'd finished recording last week, you know, Steve left a little bit at the end about his kind of little unexpected sign-off. Well, what you didn't hear was us talking about other fragrance reviewers' little catchphrases, and we were mentioning Tony's "Keep smelling wonderful."
there we go, ladies and gentlemen. There's Chris, the man of a thousand voices. Just
that was my Tony impression. Right, okay, we're going to finish with a weird one here. So this is a 5-star review from somebody, and it's titled "Scent Freaks." You come out of this all right, Steve, and I kind of do, but in a weird way you'll find out. Right. Okay. Love the show. Steve doesn't realise how funny he is. I don't really like Chris, as I've met him in person and he's a good lad, but he comes across as realistic as Wayne Rooney hair on this, and then there's a space and then there's a comma and then that it ends. That's it. So he's either got hit by a car in the middle of writing it, or his mum called him up from the basement to tell him his dinner was ready.
Don't have a go at this guy. I like him. He said nice things about me. I like him.
Or he just ran out of steam. He was setting himself up for a really freaking great insult, and then just thought, I can't follow through with that. But I'll just post what I've already written anyway.
Perhaps he was typing that and then he saw Jeremy Fragrance's video pop up and then he watched that and thought, no, Jez has got it covered. I was just going to say Chris just isn't edgy enough. That's probably what he was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, well, one thing that baffles me in this is that he says Steve doesn't realise how funny... No, not that bit. he says, I don't really like Chris as I've met him in person and he's a good lad. Those two things are opposite, aren't they?
I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a backhanded compliment. It's a God knows how many handed compliment. I can't figure out if that's, like you say, good, bad, ugly, what? I don't know.
And if this person has met me in person, I've never met anyone in person that has come across that they didn't like me. So,
really?
Yeah. Not
you've
not
gone
in
through
terms...
your whole life and you've never met somebody that you thought they don't like me.
Not in terms of like people knowing me from YouTube. In terms of, like, you know, meeting people in the fragrance community.
I'm beginning to see Jez has got a point. I mean, I've met a lot of people that don't like me. Probably too many. But there we go. That's another story.
Well, I know that they're in comments and what people say on the internet. But face to face, I've never met anyone who's been like, I don't really like you. Or given off the message that they don't like me. So that must mean that if they have actually met me, that they were not being realistic because they were pretending to like me. So in... actual fact, they were the ones that were as realistic as Wayne Rooney hair on this, whatever.
Pardon
it was
me,
gonna be.
This is like Tenet or Inception. I'm trying to keep up here. There's so many layers of this and that. But,
I've watched Inception this week as well. That was another film I watched while I had time. So yeah, I've got my Nolan head on. Anyway, so there we go. Thanks. It was a 5-star review. And, you know, I got a compliment and a criticism. Steve got a compliment. So I think overall it was pretty nice review.
5 stars. Thanks. We'll take it.
We'll take it. So that's it for reviews. Steve, we better get on to what we've been bloody wearing because this is going on for too long.
Yeah, they've been too long, these episodes. So do you want me to start?
As you start.
Just talking? So, and also I've got exciting little announcement. We're doing a giveaway. Well, I am. So yeah, the Scent Geeks, we're doing a giveaway on this episode. So
this better not week, be a basic bitch fragrance, mate.
Oh, it's the most basic of bitchy fragrances. Yeah, you want to disassociate yourself with this episode, with this giveaway. The niche of York would not be giving away this fragrance. Yeah, so this week I've had a fairly tame week as per usual, other than a few new purchases. So I've been wearing Bleu de Chanel Parfum, Acqua di Gio Profumo. I found a sample the other day and I thought I'd give that a go. That's more incense-y than I remember.
Oh, yeah, Profumo.
I know you've grown to love it, but that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I liked it, but I thought, I felt it more of an evening style fragrance. It was quite
That's what I said in my latest, in my video I did in the lakes. I said it was like a great evening fragrance, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, it's still, well, it is versatile, but anyway, I digress. But I did a video recently, I dropped it yesterday, where I just had a little bit of a cheap fragrance haul. So in that, I had purchased a classic that I used to wear back in the day, which is Boss Orange, which I really enjoy. It's kind of a bit, I never really got too much love from the whole world of Boss. I think it was sort of, it kind of did okay, but I actually really like it. And interestingly, I'll talk in the video how I used to wear that before I was a frag head, so I never used to pay attention to notes or what was in it. I never looked on Fragrantica, and just the sheer power of marketing, I just assumed it had an orangey accord, like the note of orange. I assumed it was an orangey fragrance. I didn't give it a thought. Does that make sense? It's weird because I didn't digest it or break it down in my head and compare it to other notes, because I didn't have this back catalogue or reference.
An overall scent that you enjoy, and that's all. That's as much
used to get a fragrance, smell it, and liked it, and I assumed it was an orangey sort of type fragrance, but it's not. It's actually red apple. So I don't know why they called it Boss Orange, but anyway, I got that. I enjoyed it.
Because Boss Apple sounds crap.
It really does, doesn't it? I also got one that George, Fragrance Apprentice, has been raving about. I managed to get a good deal on Boss Bottle Tonic. I've been sort of thinking about that for a while, but that is still quite a lot of money, and a lot of people saying it does not last. So I managed to get a good deal on that. It was like below £20.
Yeah, you liked it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's a really nice fragrance, but I can confirm that the performance is pretty dog shit. So
I think anything with tonic in the title is pretty much, translates to dog shit performance, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately. But it's bloody lovely fragrance. So for sub £20, I'm happy. So if you can get a good deal on it, guys, then consider it. For like loads of people commented on that video saying, I really enjoy Boss Bottle Tonic, but it is like a gym fragrance, because you just need it to last like an hour or two at the gym and then it's good. So loads of people have sort of commented on that, and that is what it's good for. And the other fragrance that I got, which people might want to know about because I'm going to give it away, is a fragrance that was much hyped by Jeremy Fragrance. It is Jaguar Pace.
Oh my god. Oh mate, I'm entering. I need to win this.
You need to enter. The niche of York needs a bit of Jaguar Pace in his life. So I you can get 100ml of that for about £20 in the UK. I thought that's a bit rich for my liking. I'm not paying that on. I'm not blind buying that. I'm not made of money, mate. Those co-fees aren't coming in that thick and fast. So I went for 60ml for, and I think it cost me about £11.50 or something. It was so cheap. But I don't know, a lot of the frag heads out there would know that Jeremy has hyped this fragrance to death. He's featured it in videos, and I think there's some of the women liked it. But more recently, it was on a video from SoCal Scents, and it was they got one of their lady guests to smell a few, and she picked that out as her favourite. And I was a bit bored, so I started mooching. I found it cheap enough, and I got it. And basically, what everybody says is true. It's a cheap, but it's quite synthetic, but a clean shower gel fragrance, but it is more spicy than I remember, and that spiciness kind of makes it a little bit more mature to me. It smells a bit like a slight old school, but it's not kind of powdery, it's not fougere, but the spiciness just kind of gives it a bit of an old school vibe to me. And my wife agreed. She kind of said, oh, it smells like my dad. So now I've sold that fragrance, I've decided I'm going to give it away to a Scent Geeks listener.
Yeah.
So
well,
I said this.
If I win it, I it would be a perfect layering combination with Oud for Greatness. I think I would definitely combine those two. That's what I'll do if I win it.
Well, there you go. So what we're going to do, I posted in my video, I said, you've got to listen to this episode, and then I'm going to give you instructions. So these are your instructions. You have got to join the Scent Geeks podcast Facebook group. And when you join that group, there will be a question that you have to answer.
So make sure, just don't just click through and hit submit. There's a little question there that kind of validates so we know you're not a robot and you're not some random. And the question's very simple if you're listening to this right now, yet people still struggle. So make sure you answer that question. But once you're in the Facebook group, I'm going to post in there a post that says comment below, basically, if you want to enter the giveaway. And I'll try and make it a little bit more entertaining than that, but I don't know. I'll do that post, comment on there, just comment once, and then I'm going to do a random comment picker. I think I can do a random comment picker. If not, I'll just number them all and then do a random number generator and pick a winner. But unfortunately, it's only going to be to UK listeners, I'm afraid. Sorry, everybody else around the world, because it's impossible.
Sorry to all our fans in Macau. You know, yeah, I know we're number one there or something, but you won't be able to enter.
It's just too hard to send a fragrance outside the UK. So join the Facebook group if you haven't already done so. Look for my post that says comment below to enter the giveaway. Enter the giveaway by commenting only once, please, and then I don't know, this week, perhaps before the next episode, I'll announce the winner, and then I'll get in touch with you to send you Jaguar Pace fully boxed minus a few sprays. So there you go, and then you can let me know if I'm right or Jeremy's right.
That is very exciting news. This is the first St Geeks related giveaway, isn't it? Fantastic.
It is indeed. Well, and
you know, an £11 fragrance. You know, we. We do not do things by halves here on the St Geeks. We will give you the good stuff. You know, a fragrance that Steve didn't like, so he's giving it away. So if you are the lucky winner, then, I mean, you know, we'd love to hear your stories about all the compliments you might pull wearing Jaguar Pace. But, yeah, put your entries on the Facebook group, please.
I tell you what, I'm even going to cover the postage. Fuck it. Oh, I'll pay the postage.
Steve. What are you doing? God, you Chris, may as well chuck in a fiver for him as well.
Chris, we need to talk after. I'm going to have to take some money out of the Ko-fi account to pay for the postage. Is that right? Yeah.
Okay,
we'll talk after about that. So, yeah, that's what I've been wearing. What about you,
mate? Oh, God, we're still going to do me. Right, okay. So, obviously, I dropped my review that I did with Tony from Fragdicted, which was the new Black Orchid parfum from Tom Ford. So, if you haven't seen that, check it out. There's some awesome split-screen action going on in that video. I've also worn Exude from Swedoff, which is one of my favourite ouds to wear at the moment. Beautiful stuff. I've been wearing more of Le Male Le Parfum. I'm enjoying it, so I've rocked that a little bit this week. Again, I've been enjoying Black Dragon from Byron, so I've been wearing a little bit of that. And another fragrance that I've just picked up that a certain influencer influenced me, yes, me, to get. And it is the most basic bitch of all influencers. It's you, Steve. You influenced me to pick Leighton up.
I did. I saw that. I was well chuffed for that because you've got like Royal Equestrian, etc., haven't you, from Alexandra, which is a banging version, to be fair.
It's a great version. I've got samples and decants, but I just thought it was about time because I like it. I love that fragrance. And every time we talk about it and you say how you love it so much, I kind of feel like it's a fragrance I want to talk about in some of my videos quite a bit. So I thought I should get a bottle because... It's, you know, I don't like holding up samples if I can help it. It's always nice to show the presentation. So, yeah, you bloody influencer.
Look at me, mate. I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know. Perhaps Jeremy needs to rethink his list. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I assume it was everything you wanted it to be. You know, you didn't get any surprises. It smelled good and smelled
weird. I wasn't new to
the fragrance. Obviously, you're familiar with it. But
yeah, because I've had decants and samples of the real juice as well as using the Alexandria Royal Equestrian. So Leighton's just... It's amazing. It's just such an easy wear, but it's a high quality wear. It's not challenging, but it's not generic or boring. It's just great. So, you know, I can see why you love it, Steve. It's a great, accessible niche fragrance, actually.
It is. I mean, my concern when I bought it, because I had Royal Equestrian, which I loved, and I had samples, but with the little sample bottles, it's hard to give it a full proper wearing. So my concern was that the original wasn't going to perform as well as Royal Equestrian, because I was thinking, because Royal Equestrian performs really well on me. I didn't want to kind of pay the money and then get the original, and then but the original performs just as well on me. So I was really chuffed with that. So it smells really good and it performs just as well. So I was well chuffed with it. So
I mean, anyone who's wondering about, I would have been happy to just continue wearing Royal Equestrian, but it's just the fact that I want to talk about that fragrance in some video. So I thought it was a good time to own it. So Royal Equestrian, very good, but sometimes you just can't beat the real thing.
Yeah, I just want to echo that as well, because if anybody asks me, is it worth it, I actually do say to them, to be honest, just stick with Royal Equestrian. It's really good. And just to give him a shout out as well, Matt at Pocket Sense, pocketsense.co.uk, their version as well is also really good. I've tried that. I had a sample of that. So yeah, both of those versions are really good. So if people ask me for advice, I'd say stick with those. Don't necessarily pay the full whack for the PDM version. But I felt like I had to, because I felt I deserved to, and they deserved it, because I kept banging on about it. Sometimes you need the original in your collection, so I had to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that leads us on to maybe our last little bit of news before we go into the Centenario. And there was a little very low-key comment left by someone on someone's Instagram post this week, wasn't there, Steve?
Yes, and actually it was one of our listeners that brought it to my attention. I don't know if you saw it on the original post on Instagram, but one of our listeners posted in the Scent Geeks podcast Facebook group, which I mentioned earlier. They said, oh, I don't know if you guys have seen this or if this is news, but it was news to me, that Demi Rawlins had posted something about releasing her fragrance, and Carlos, the Brooklyn fragrance lover, did a little comment going, oh, you know, good luck, I'm releasing my fragrance this year as well. I think he said this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said that he was releasing something soon, or this year. So yeah, we've got another, you know, another YouTuber coming out with a fragrance. So there we are, under 100k. So I don't, so let's just chat about this really. So first of all, great, good for Carlos, and I hope it's very successful for him. I'm not sure that it's going to be an Avitus thing. So, I think it will be something. I think it's either going to be self-funded by Carlos, or he's going to, you know, he's got another business partner that's helping him with it. But I'd say my hunch is that it would more likely be a single fragrance rather than a line of fragrances. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, you called it before, old psychic Chris. You did call it before, didn't we, when we were talking about Ashton's releasing a fragrance. So,
yeah.
What my initial thoughts were, this is no disrespect to Carlos. I think the fragrance will do well because he's got a big following, without a doubt, infinitely bigger than mine. So I think it will do well. But what I would say, my initial thoughts, if I'm being totally honest, was people kind of, somebody like Big Beard B, like Buck, is such this cool guy. He's kind of relatable, and he's kind of, you know, he's got
swag, and
I see people following him, aspiring to be like him and buying his fragrance. I no disrespect to Carla, I don't see that as much, but I think the fragrance will do well because he's got a following, so I think the fragheads will follow it, and fair play to him, and I wish him all the best. But I just don't kind of see that as much from the likes of, you know, like Jezza, who's a bit of a personality and stuff. So
you see it less of buying into the image of the influencer in this case.
Yeah, and I think it's more because there's kind of different ways. I think his fragrance will be successful based purely on his following. Yeah. But then I think somebody like a Big Beard B, I think will be successful based on his following, as well as he's a character. He's a dude, you know what I mean? I think people will want to kind of be like him, and he's a cool guy with his, you know, he's into his trainers and everything as well. And then the flip side of that would be someone like Peter, and I think his fragrance did well because, again, he's got the following, but also he's so, you know, it's a real passion project for him. He's absolutely lives in it. He's obsessed with it, and he is, you know, a niche geek. He loves it, and you could just knew that was going to be a success, and he was going to not release something that he wasn't proud of. So I can see again from that. So
people know that he has such high standards that they would know that his own creations would likely be very, very good
and very original and interesting, because one thing Peter doesn't like is blur, you know what I mean? He doesn't like, oh, it's just been done before. So you knew it was going to be different. So I'm intrigued to see what style Carlos is going to release. I just don't know.
I think it would probably be more niche-y. I'm just trying to think. I mean, Carlos, I feel like he's got quite an eclectic taste. I feel like a lot of people who've been in the fragrance game for a long time gravitate towards the deeper, darker, richer, more complex fragrances, because they're the ones that we kind of find, you know, a little more satisfying once you've smelled so many things. They're perhaps a little more artistic and unique. So I reckon he would go with something more on the dark, complex side than something on the lighter, freshy side, or maybe somewhere in the middle. But Carlos has got a big following, and there will be a lot of people that feel like his tastes align with theirs. So if he comes out with a fragrance, they will, you know, buy into him as, you know, in terms of him as a brand and as his tastes in fragrance. And, you know, it'll do well. It'll do really well. You know, when you've got 60, 70,000 subscribers, all you need to do is sell 200, 300, 500 bottles, which is only a very small percentage of your subscribers. And, you know, you're making good money. So good luck to him. But what the strange thing was that he didn't keep that card to his chest. You know, he felt that he wanted to introduce that on a low-key comment on someone else's Instagram post, rather than holding it back and making a big announcement on his channel. So whether he's not bothered about making a big announcement and he just wants it to kind of trickle out there, I don't know. But he that's what he said. So I think we can look forward to a BFL fragrance coming soon.
Who do you think is going to be next? Do you think Cuba might do one?
I think he will. It probably would at some point. Yeah, yeah. I think he would.
I can see him doing one. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Max doing one. Sebastian, yeah. I think Sebastian from. I can't remember what he's.
It's really long. Is it Smelling Great? No,
but it's
fragrance?
But it's changed. Smelling. Oh. I think it's Smelling Great Fragrance Reviews now. But it used to be Look Good, Feel Smelling Great Fragrance, something like that.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. But who knows? Yes, I'm sure there will be many more to come. You know, as we've discussed before, why the hell not? If people are going to buy it and enjoy it, why not? Give it a go.
If you're going to enjoy doing it, yeah, fair play
to you. Absolutely.
So, good luck to Carlos on that one. I certainly, with my comments, I mean no disrespect to him at all. It's just my initial thoughts. So I just wanted to share that on this podcast.
Sure.
Shall we move on to the Centenario?
Yes, let's do it.
So this Centenario came to me very late in the day, quite literally, because I was looking through my kind of messages where people send me Centenarios, and then the wife's like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm sort of just checking what Centenario I can use for the podcast. And she's like, I've got one for you. So I was like, right, okay then. And it was kind of a bit of a flippant remark, but she was quite serious. And I was curious to see what you would kind of do for this, Chris. So she said, all right, you've got a pregnant wife, and you need something to wear during the pregnancy, and the midwives are going to be wearing full PPE, and you don't want to like piss your wife off or like choke her out. What are you going to wear?
Oh,
I was like, So okay. this is quite. For those that know, my baby is due in less than a month, so it's quite a pertinent.
Yes.
Centenario, this one. But why I wanted to include it, because it did get me thinking. I was like, okay, she's got a good point. But then I also thought, what would Chris wear? What would, you know, from your point of view, your relationship with Helen, you might know what she likes, what she doesn't, what you don't want to, again, choke her out or wind her up or annoy her. You want something that, and again, we had this whole discussion about scent memories, because she, as my wife said to me, it's going to be potentially the first thing that your child smells as well. Yeah. So, and your fragrance geeks might say, oh, what scent were you wearing when they were born? So it holds some weight. So I was curious to know what you might actually pick now, mate, in your sort of, with your back catalogue, your knowledge of what Helen likes and what she doesn't. And
Okay, so I'm going to do designer and niche again, just because two popped into my head. So I'm going to say them. One of them's a little predictable. My designer one's a little predictable. It's one that you know I love and we've talked about a lot. But I think that I know Helen likes this, and it's not a fragrance that's going to choke anyone out. It's a very pleasant fragrance. It's not a beast performing fragrance, so it wouldn't be too much. In a room with your moaning wife for a few hours, I don't think she would get annoyed with this smell. I don't think it's that type of smell. So for my designer, I'm going to say Oud Wood, because I think it's got a beautiful elegance to it, I would say, refined elegance. I think it's a very pleasant, it's got some green characteristics, some fresh characteristics, a little spicy. So I think, and that is a smell that means a lot to me and that I love. So I would be very happy for my child to have that as one of their first fragrance experiences. And of course, Oud Wood, game changer scent, very benchmark fragrance that kind of changed the game. One of those game changers. My niche the fragrance that just popped into my head was so Helen loves Tobacco Vanille from Tom Ford, but it is a very loud fragrance, and I think when you're locked in a when you're in a it's like some kind of torture.
When she's
you will
to
watch
be...
your wife give birth.
When she's handcuffed to the radiator, she's not going to want to smell that, is she? That's the thing. So yeah.
So yeah, she adores Tobacco Vanille, and I should probably buy her a bottle actually, but anyway, that's another story. But I think it maybe could get a little strong and a little sickly if you're just definitely in a small room for a long period of time. It's a big fragrance. But something that I find very similar to Tobacco Vanille that is a little more refined and not quite as loud, but it's got a similar DNA. It's from the House of Faden, and it's Tabac Rouge, which is more of a honey and tobacco rather than vanilla and tobacco, but it does give off very similar vibe, but it's much closer in than Tobacco Vanille. So I think it would be perfect.
See, that's interesting. I don't know this because I have no personal experience, but from what my wife says, and I'm sure some of the mums out there that listen to the podcast can vouch for this or confirm or deny, but my wife is telling me that actually a pregnant woman's senses, like a sense of smell, gets actually kind of, it changes a little bit during pregnancy, and it can get heightened and changed so they can get set off by different things, and so that's why some stuff becomes a bit more pungent or a bit more offensive as well. So that's why it's quite a tough pick.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think those two would be subtle enough to work in that situation. What would you choose?
Well, I started thinking I wanted something that's very close wearing, and then I thought, it's got to be kind of fresh. I wanted just something that's very fresh, clean, and shower gelish. I didn't want to kind of make a statement as such. I didn't want to upset my wife and kind of her, you know, being really upset and getting angry. So in the end I then took a step back and I thought, hold on, I've got it, bingo. I'm gonna go for a fragrance I have mentioned before, Clinique Happy. So I mentioned this on a podcast quite a few episodes ago, where my wife, I sprayed this on and went downstairs, and she actually said I smelled divine, so I know she likes it. It's very kind of close wearing. It's not a big projector, so it's, again, not going to choke anybody out. It's not going to be offensive. I personally really enjoy it. I did include it in one of my top 10 fragrances for life kind of videos. I love the note of mandarin, and I just find that it is quite a synthetic fragrance, but I just find it really, it makes me happy. I just find the smell is really lovely. And I think from a storytelling point of view, it's lovely to wear a fragrance called Happy for when your child is born as well. So it's a bit soppy as well. So for me, it just literally ticks all the boxes. So perfect. That's what I'm going to go for. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, mate. Yeah, great. So we've both chosen fragrances that mean quite a lot to us. So that's, yeah, perfect. Okay. I think there we go. I think we smashed that scenario.
I think we did all right.
It's time to wrap it up. But before we go, I just want to give a little shout out to, we've got a battle coming up soon, haven't we, Steve? A battle that neither of us will be attending.
We think alike, because we hadn't discussed this, but I was going to shout that out as well. It kind of come to me a while ago. I was like, oh, I want to shout this out. So yeah, I'm not going to steal. I'll let you kind of tell a bit more. But yeah, we have one of our good friends is going to decide which of our favourite fragrances he prefers, because he's not smelled them before. So do you want to kind of tell people where they can see this?
Yeah, so this is Nigel from the channel Two Cents Worth. If you don't know, his live streams now are becoming legendary. We always talk about them on here because they're so well thought out, always has great structure to them. I love Nigel's live streams. Always something, always got an interesting angle, always thinks of a good, interesting concept. And for this one, for his live, which is happening on his YouTube channel, that's Two Cents Worth YouTube channel, on Friday, this coming Friday at 10 p.m, he is doing a fragrance battle between two fragrances that are beloved. One is beloved to me, one is beloved to Steve, and Nigel has never smelt them, so this is a first impressions. He will be choosing which one he likes best. So it is the Scent Geeks head to head, essentially. The fragrance that represents me, that Nigel will be smelling and giving his opinion on, is Parfum de Marly's Carlisle. And Steve, what fragrance is representing you?
I'm sure everybody knows what it's going to be, but it is Emporio Armani's Diamonds. So I've mentioned this a million and one times, but yeah, it kind of got me into fragrances. I was wearing it. It was my signature scent, basically. I wore it when I was dating my wife, I wore it on our wedding day, etc. And Nigel's never smelt it. So it's obviously very it's quite a designer fragrance, and yours is niche, though it's it's a, as we've discussed before, PDM are typically a bit more accessible on the niche scale of things. But yeah, it could be interesting. I personally think Nigel will prefer Carlisle, but he's not so sure, because he has said to me that he smelt a few PDMs and he's kind of been a bit underwhelmed. So
Carlisle's full on. It is. I know it is a full on fragrance that hits you in the face. So if you're not ready for that, it could knock you back a little bit, perhaps. So that so diamonds could work in your favour in that regard. But it would be very interesting. That's why we've been referring to me as the niche of York, which is what Nigel has been calling me in this promo video that he's running on his Instagram account. And I put it on mine as well. And he's been calling Steve Basic Bitch, which is just his normal name. I would urge you to go and watch the trailer that Nigel's done, because Steve and I filmed a couple of little clips for that as like boxers about to enter the ring, which was good fun. And Nigel's edit is fantastic. He's edited it really well.
I want to credit him for that as well, because I thought that edit was brilliant. I actually sent it to one of my mates, the guy I mentioned earlier, who's actually a fraghead but he doesn't realise it, and he even said, oh, good edit. He actually said that's been edited together really well. So it shout has, out to Nigel for that. I thought that was really cool. He's done a good job.
Yeah, it was a great edit. So Nigel's editing skills are getting better and better as the years go on, and I know that he works hard on that. I know he really puts a lot of time and effort into his editing, and you can really tell. And personally, I think that this trailer is probably the best thing that I've seen that he's edited. I think I could tell he's had fun with it, and it was a short little thing, no pressure. We gave him a bit of footage to play with as well, so he's got some really lovely elements to it. And anyway, whether he enjoyed it or not, it came out beautifully. So go and check out the promo on my Instagram and Nigel's Instagram, and please do tune in to the live stream on Nigel's channel. That's 2 cents worth, 10 p.m. Friday, and I guess Steve and I will be discussing the result here next week on the Scent Geeks.
We should do that. You're going down.
Oh mate, come on, never. Carlisle mate, it's the knockout, as I said.
We shall see.
All right, well, there we go, we're gonna wrap things up there, folks. I'll let you say your goodbyes, Steve, before I sign off.
Goodbyes everybody, I'm gonna keep it short. Thank you for listening, thank you for everything. Cheers.
All right, cheers, guys. So I will sign out as Happy Chris rather than Edgy Chris. Leave you on a good note. Thank you for listening. Get to work safely. Have great weeks, and we will be here for you next week. Have a week, geeks.
Bye.